Watcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. To start with, we're going back to that Blue Note Plays the Beatles compilation album. Hello Goodbye, a Paul McCartney song. That was a massive hit for the Beatles in late 67. In fact, surprisingly, it was top of the UK charts for 7 weeks, and no other Beatles song ever bettered that. And yet, it's not exactly the first Beatle hit we'd ever think of. The version we've just heard was under the leadership of altoist Bud Shank and recorded in LA in November 67. Quick work indeed, as that was when the Beatles were still top of the hit parade with it. This LP, Magical Mystery, is all of Beatles songs and a vast improvement over Shanks's earlier Beatle tribute album called Michelle, 2 years prior to this one. This LP was helped a lot by having the jazz star Chet Baker on flugelhorn, Victor Feldman was on piano and percussion sometimes, two guitarists, Dennis Budimir and Herb Ellis, Bob West bass, John Gurin drums. Here's someone I saw just last week. Toshiko Akiyoshi played four straight nights at the Pizza Express in Dean Street, Soho last week as a trio with two local boys, Dave Green and Matt Horn, and she was brilliant. Now in her 87th year, she looked so elegant, played beautifully, and told us lots of stories. She started professionally in Japan in 46 and then moved to the US in 56. This song, her own, P, B and Lee. The P is spelt as in small round green vegetable, I should add. That was recorded in Boston, July 56, with two major stars in support, Oscar Pettiford bass, Roy Haynes drums. A mere 60 years ago, and I've got this on a reissued trio LP, and if I may, I'll play you something of her more recent work later on in the show. If that, P, B and Lee, was a slightly odd title, try this one, Toe, Tail, Moon, Tail with a T.
Thank you.
Bassist Richard Davis is the leader on this December 69 recorded Pausa LP called Muses for Richard Davis. There are eight musos in total. All eight never play together on the same song, but it's musical chairs. Sometimes it's just a duo. The bass is obviously the constant. It's trumpeter Freddie Hubbard who sits out on Toad Tail Moon. Jerry Dodgian is on alto and he wrote that song. Eddie Daniels tenor, Pepper Adams baritone, Jimmy Nepper trombone, Roland Hanna piano, Lewis Hayes drums. Always loved Richard Davis's evocative bass playing. The last para on these liner notes says, quote, equally at home under Stokowski's baton at Carnegie Hall, in the recording studio with Barbara Streisand, or working up a lather at Slugs, Richard Davis is the complete musician, unquote. Next, a vocal by Abby Lincoln.
The music is the magic of a secret world, a secret world, a secret world. The music is the magic of a secret world. It's a world that is always within. The music is the magic and the hiding place, the hiding place, the hiding place. The music is the magic and the hiding place. It's a place where the spirit is home. The music is the magic of a secret world, secret world, a secret world. Music is the magic of a secret world. It's a world that is always within.
Recorded September-November 2006 in New York City. Abby Lincoln wrote the music and lyrics for every track on this Verve album. Well, except for Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk, where she merely added the lyrics to that Monk classic. We heard Music is the Magic. Larry Campbell plays a variety of guitars. Gil Goldstein, accordion, although I can't remember hearing him on that number. Dave Egger, cello. Scott Colley, bass. Sean Pelton, drums. Abby Lincoln died in 2010 at the age of 80, and she's as well remembered for her active role in the civil rights movement as she is for her singing and songwriting and acting, come to mention it. A very powerful woman. Great day. Thank you. the title song of a New York City June 63 recording of Tom McIntosh's Great Day. McIntosh wrote four of the seven songs on this album. James Moody on tenor on this number is the leader, the magnificent Thad Jones trumpet, Johnny Coles also trumpet, Herbert Laws flute, Thad's older brother Hank on piano, Jim Hall guitar, Richard Davis as a sideman this time on bass, Mel Davis drums. Juilliard-trained Tom McIntosh also did all the arrangements for this Argo LP. Moody and Thad Jones made a couple of LPs together, 63-64. I love their work individually and together. Here's a shorty. It's Ellington at Newport. Amazing that the audience has to be hushed to listen to the maestro. This is very poorly recorded, and it's also for Ellington nerds only. I'm finding some very odd Ellington recordings recently. That was Newport Jazz Festival organiser George Ween trying to stop the chat and intro Duke Ellington to play, as requested by one of the all-time early piano greats, Willie the Lion Smith, one of Ellington's friends and mentors from when the Duke arrived in New York in 1923. Sweet, Fat and That from the Duke's Sacred Concerts. Fun to hear. Newport 58. Next one's called Desperate Desire. Whatever next?
Thank you.
Desperate Desire, recorded in New York in 2007 by co-leaders and long-term chums and collaborators, drummer Carl Allen and bassist Rodney Whittaker. The liner notes state that there's, quote, a comfortable organic groove permeating these tracks that speaks of their 20-year relationship, unquote. And it is a great groove. Steve Wilson's on alto, Cyrus Chestnut piano, and I'm seeing him in a couple of weeks. Dorsey Rob Robinson organ, Rodney Jones guitar. Both leaders thank lots of people in the liner notes, but right at the very top of both of their lists is Jesus, my Saviour. They are both devoutly religious men. Here's Dick Hyman with the little-known show tune Chief Rocky Boy. So what show is it from? From the musical Whoop Up, the whoop relating to Native Americans in Montana. The show opened on Broadway December 58. The music was written by Mark Moose Charlap. Yes, indeed, father to one of our fave pianists, Bill Charlap. The show lends itself well to these jazz interpretations. Pianist Dick Hyman is the leader, Jack Lesberg bass, Don Lamond drums, and Phil Krause, assistant percussionist. Surely he could have been promoted to real percussionist. So that's the Dick Hyman trio, all four of them, plus Joe Puma, guitar. Whoop Up ran for a mere 56 performances on Broadway. We heard Chief Rocky Boy, as in Big Chief Rocky Boy. And I must tell you that the front cover of this LP is a photograph of a very sensual dancer. Biggish lower half, I'd say. Certainly Kim Kardashian could have hidden behind her. The next lady is called Christina. Thank you. And that was Ralph Moore on soprano, but he's on tenor for most of the tracks of this Feb 87 Crisscross LP. The recording engineer was Rudy Van Gelder. Moore's father was American, his mother British. Moore was born in London and started playing in the clubs and pubs around Brixton in South London. And then at the age of just 16, he joined his father in California. And in 1975, he enrolled at Berklee College of Music. And a couple of years after that, he had 4 years with the Horace Silver Quintet. The song we've just heard was his own compo, Christina. The liner notes claim that she was limpid. David Kikowski, piano, Buster Williams, bass, Billy Hart, drums. Great rhythm section. Moore is usually hard boppish. Maybe that's why that lovely ballad was described as limpid. Not sure I like the word limpid. Here's our second Toshiko Akiyoshi number. Summer of 1990, an album called Remembering Bud, Cleopatra's Dream. Toshiko told us at the gig last week that when she first visited Paris, Bud Powell was playing there, and she often snuck in to listen to him, and he, above all the other pianists, inspired her the most. So this album is a fitting tribute on that number, Buddo, George Mraz's on bass, Lewis Nash drums. Hopefully Toshiko Akiyoshi, despite her 86 years, has many, many more years of both touring and recording still ahead of her. Next, a big band under the leadership of the guitarist.
Thank you.
that song was called The Elevator, from a Brooklyn December 2013 big band recording under the leadership of guitarist Peter Hand. It's a big band that reconvenes every so often with equally good results. Hand wrote 5 of the 9 numbers on this album. Hand studied big band composing and arranging under Herb Pomeroy at Berkeley, and this song, The Elevator, was Hand's final project for Pomeroy, and it was somewhat reminiscent of Ellington's Cottontail. Ralph LaLama on tenor had most of the solo work, together with trumpeter Valerie Ponomarev and pianist James Weidman. Yes, we had a Beatles song a bit earlier. Would it be too much to have another? This Japanese Venus album is called The Beatles in Jazz by the awfully titled John DiMartino's Romantic Jazz Trio. DiMartino piano, Boris Kozlov stealing the whole show on bass, and Tim Horner drums. Recorded in New York, October 2009, it's a fabulous album. I may be unable to resist something else from it in a later show. That was, of course, Let It Be, the title song from the Beatles' very last album. It's Last One time. Be fun to keep saying one more, and making the show run and run, but this has to be the last one. Well, for this week, that is. And it's from a crackly old LP, very crackly. And it was the one and only album by the Jazz Corps, in this case featuring Roland Kirk. This is Serenity. Tommy Peltier directs the session and plays trumpet, Fred Rodriguez tenor, Lynn Blessing vibes, Bill Plummer bass, and Morris Miller drums. Roland Kirk, as he was when this was recorded, in LA, October 66. Kirk on this LP limiting himself to a mere four instruments. Flute here. As always, I hope you've enjoyed all the numbers and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz next week. Until then, please take care. Keep well.